今天我们所要证道的讲题是耶和华的眷顾。 Today our message is entitled When the Lord Visited， 创世纪第21章第1到7节， Genesis chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7. We have two thoughts: in God's time, verse 1 to 2, and by God's power, verse 3 to 7. 我们有两大点，就是在神固定的时间和通过神的大能，第一到二节，第三到七节。The Lord visited Sarah and opened her womb, and she conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born, and Sarah was past the age of women when she conceived. Abraham had been in Canaan for now 25 years. It's a long time since God first called him to step out in faith to go to Canaan. Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 describe for us the call of God for Abraham to come out of his home at the Ur of the Chaldees. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. 神差派亚伯拉罕从他的家乡到了迦南地，已经有25年了。在这经节，我们看到撒拉神使到撒拉能够生育，他在亚伯拉罕100岁的时候生以撒，撒拉已经90岁了，一个90岁的妇女，她的胎气已经死了，不过神呢，就是通过他的大能，他给亚伯拉罕他的家庭的应许，造就，使到他们能够在神的赐的这个时候，通过神的大能给赐给他这个儿子。 Genesis 13 verses 14 to 18 tells us concerning God's promise, repeated promise to Abraham. Verse 16 of Genesis 13 says, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be. 创世纪第13章第15节到16节，他这里说到，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。哇，神赐给他这个应许这个应许几乎预想不到，不能想象到怎么样能够实现。The promise that God gave to Abraham was something that he could not imagine how it was possible to be fulfilled. When God speaks to us about eternal things, how can we understand about things related to heaven, things related to eternal life, things related to God's promise of His peace and blessing? Well, except we receive it by faith. And therefore, as we learn the life of Abraham, we learn the life of faith, of trusting God, of walking like a pilgrim, like Abraham. And the Bible tells us that Abraham walked on this earth as a pilgrim, and he looked forward to a city whose foundation and builder is God. 亚伯拉罕, 他在这生前, 他的, 他明白, 神, 带领他, 在这世上, 是一个暂时的时间, 不过有一个永恒的, 永恒的时间要到了, 神, 在, 天上, 在天堂, 会建造, 新的房屋, 他会在那边, 居住, 永远的居住。 天堂这事啊, 我们怎么样能够了解呢? 没有人, 我们这里每个人, 没有人去过天堂, 怎么知道天堂的事呢? 因为神, 应许, 神, 告诉了我们, 所以我们认识到, 所以我们就知道说, 啊, 神有这能力, 做, 他所要说的这番话, Genesis chapter 15, the Lord said to Abraham, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abraham said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abraham said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "This shall not be thy heir. He that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thine heir." And he brought him forth and laid him. "Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." He said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed the word of the Lord, and it was counted for him, to him for righteousness. 创世纪第15章说到，这时以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。” 必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰说：“主耶和华啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。”亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子，我生在 那生在我家中的人就是我的后裔。”耶和华又有话对他说：“这人必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。”于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星， 就数得过来了，过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。亚伯兰信耶和华。我们如果 信耶和华，耶和华给我们的应许啊，多浩大。God made a covenant with Abraham. By the death of animals, that God himself shall fulfill his promise to Abraham. And this we have seen before in Genesis chapter 15. And it is interesting that impatience and doubt caused Sarah to give Hagar her handmaid to help fulfill his promise. At 90 years old, 15 years after he left Ur, God again assured Abraham. As a seal of the covenant, God instructed Abraham to circumcise all the males in his household. So how did God lead us? You'll notice that God leads us step by step. God leads us along the pathway of life to direct us at every crossroad, at every turning point. He didn't fail to show us the way to go, the direction by which we are to take. So you see how God was so clear in his evident revelation of his goodwill for us. We too must realize that God directs us in a very clear way. God directs us in a very direct way through the revelation of his word. As we take time to meditate upon God's word, this is how God will speak to us. 神对我们的应许是多浩大的，他在我们生命的路程，每一段路他都在那里指示我们，让我们知道要怎么样走。那我们真的是感觉到神对我们的照顾，神对我们的照顾我们就是有这个福气得到神的福气认识了耶和华这造天造地这真神。In Genesis chapter 17, God again reiterated his promise of a son to Abraham and Sarah. In verse 15, it says, "And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" And Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." And God said, "Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son. Indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." 创世纪第十七章第十五节这里说到，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒莱不可叫撒莱她的名要叫撒拉，我必赐福给他，我要使你从他得一个儿子，我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地嬉笑，心里说，100年的时人还能得儿子吗？撒莱已经90岁了，还能生养吗？ 亚伯拉罕对神说，但愿以实玛利活在你面前。神说，不然你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，我要给他取名叫以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。啊，神应许亚伯拉罕，几次都对他说神的应许神的应许。我们看到 we saw God sent three visitors to Abraham a couple of weeks back in Genesis chapter 18 to reaffirm the barren couple of his promise. Genesis 18 verse 9 says, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself and said, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. 你记得吗？神差派两个天使，还有我们的基督耶稣，他还没有降生的时候，他也是在那里，第三个人，对亚伯拉罕说，成就他的这个应许，对他说，你一定在固定的时间，神会让你有这个孩子。那创世纪第十八章第十四节，他说到，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。In God's time, verses 1-2, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord said unto Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah received and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born. 在传道书第三章第一节这里说到，凡事都有定时，天下万物都有定时，生有时，生有时。这里说到在预定的时间神会通过他的大能赐这个儿子。那the Lord's purpose for the chosen seed of Abraham was that Christ, the Savior of the world, may be born. This was the purpose of God in giving Abraham the son. Because through him, the chosen seed, the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be born. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." God's timetable is not man's timetable. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His works, he works out his will, his marvelous way, defying our limited capacity to comprehend events by our finite mind. And therefore, the people of God must learn to rest in him, to rest in his promises, to rest in his guidance, to rest in his love, to rest in his planning for our lives. Galatians 3 verse 16 says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, but as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ." 在神的时间表，没有赶时间，他有固定的时间，做他一切的事情，所以所罗门王他就讲到，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有。 定时，天下万物都有定时。 God is in no hurry. He has his own set time to fulfill his will. So God said, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Providence is that continuing work of God, whereby he controls all things, including time and history in the universe, thereby certainly bringing about the fulfillment of his wise plan. How can it be? How can we understand? Well, we subsist under God, and he cares for us. As he cares for the sparrows, he says that not one hair of your head would fall to the ground without the Father's knowledge. How marvelous is his care for us. And the Lord time and again tells us how we need to rest in his love, rest in his care for us. His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of his will, whereby for his own glory he hath foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. He speaks and he fulfills. What a great God we follow. He's faithful. He's a faithful God we can rely on. We can trust him to lead us through life. And so you see how God was so gracious to guide Abraham. 神就是 给亚伯拉罕这个应许，所在固定的时间，神的荣耀，神自己的名担保，就是神让我们认识到他的大能。 In Pilgrim's Progress, there was an incident that was related how Christian decides to leave the main highway and follow another path which seemed easier. But this path leads him into the territory of Giant Despair, who owns Doubting Castle. Eventually, he's captured by Giant Despair and kept in a dungeon. He's advised to kill himself, The giant said there was no use trying to keep on with his journey. For the time, it seemed as if despair had really conquered Christian. But then hope, Christian's companion, reminds him of previous victories. So it came about that on Saturday, about midnight, they began to cry and continued to pray until almost morning. Now a little time before it was day, a good Christian, as one half amazed, broke out in passionate speech. "What a fool am I, thus to lie in a stinking dungeon, when I may as well be at liberty. I have a key in my bosom called promise, that will, I am persuaded, open any lock in doubting castle." Then said hopeful, "That's the good news, good brother. Pluck it out of thy bosom and try." And the prison gates fly open. 这个故事啊，告诉我们啊，不要就是不要让忧愁战胜我们啊，神带领我们走这生命的路程啊，他也让我们赐我们他的应许啊，他的应许就是我们的希望，他的应许就是我们的希望。他说他一天，耶稣说他先在天去了天堂啊，去了天堂啊，帮我们预备啊，预备我们天堂的家。他说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。耶稣说，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。耶稣说他在天堂要建造一个房屋啊，他叫我们不要忧愁，不要忧愁啊！你信他的话吗？如果你信他的话，你就有这个希望。这个希望这个希望就是好像一颗钥匙啊，一只钥匙啊，能打开忧愁的门啊，给你不要被这个忧愁困住啊，困住啊，给你有希望啊，给你有希望。Verse 3 to 7, God's power. Here we observe the power of God to bring His purpose to pass. He indeed is the Almighty God. By His word, the universe has its existence. By His word, the universe has its sustenance. We are created and sustained by the Almighty power of God. Therefore, it is such great privilege to be His children and to walk with Him through life. Do you understand what we are speaking here? Abraham and Sarah experienced in a quiet way the miracle of barren womb, a barren womb turning fruitful. We are humbled before God to see that He is the determinator of life and its prosperity. Psalm 127, verses 1 to 3 tells us, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so He giveth His beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord." and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Sarah and Abraham received the reward of faith at the birth of Isaac. It is a long time to wait for God to fulfill his promise, and faithful is he. We can trust our God because he is the same God Abraham worshipped. Verse 6 and 7, Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, she would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. Abraham and Sarah were fulfilling God's mission for their lives, and they beheld the glory of God at the birth of Isaac. If the promised child had come earlier, Abraham and Isaac would not give all glory to God, because Isaac came in this late hour. They were convinced that it is of God. They could only trace the birth of Isaac to the power of God. Indeed, we worship an almighty God. Abraham's life was indeed complete because he had the almighty God to walk with him. 亚伯拉罕的生命得到神的应许，神赐他们以撒这个儿子，在他真的是年老的时候，不可能的事，不过神通过他的应许，他的大能，他成就了他们，哇，感谢主。我们能够继续的仰望他，跟随他。 May God help us. How can we have patience to wait upon God to fulfill his good purpose for our life during those times when we begin to fret and to doubt his promises? How can we be assured that God is with us even though we cannot see through the circumstances anything otherwise? Well, we can answer these questions by looking at the life of Abraham. God, through Abraham, fulfilled his good promise, and that promise is for us too. We'll believe him, trust him, and we indeed will receive all that he has for us by his mercy and his grace. Amen.